The switch to remote learning has been an uphill battle for students, parents, and teachers alike. But being away from the classroom has posed additional challenges for special needs families. And as KJZZ's Bridget Dowd reports, just like neurotypical kids, the experience hasn't affected all students with disabilities in the same way.
Sasha, how do you do 7 + 5?
I don't know.
Try.
No!
This is what an average day of homeschooling sounds like for Renee Mackel-Guy. She's trying to keep her 15-year-old daughter, Sasha, engaged as she attends Tempe's Corona del Sol High School from their living room.
And that isn't going well. The school has done an amazing job. They've provided us a computer, even dropped off lessons at home.
But Sasha has autism, and because of that, Renee says she can't understand the difference between her as a mother and her as a teacher.
She responds by saying to me, "Mommy, I'm not doing that. That's what my teacher does." She just cannot cope with these changes at all.
The school switched to remote learning in March when COVID-19 cases started to ramp up in Arizona. Students were eventually able to return, but Renee didn't feel comfortable sending Sasha back.
With her having special needs, I can't guarantee that other kids follow the rules of masking and whatnot.
And Sasha hasn't forgotten what she's missing out on.
She tells me every day, "Mommy, is the virus in January?" I'm like, "Yes, it is." "Is it in February?" "Yes, it is." And today she even said, "Is the virus in August?" I said, "I don't know, Sasha."
And Renee is far from alone in this battle. State Superintendent of Public Instruction Kathy Hoffman says some of her agency's CARES Act funding may be able to help.
We set aside $5 million specifically for if a student demonstrates that they have regressed, then the school can provide compensatory services to make up and try to help with that.
But while some are having a tough time engaging online, other students like Jordan Wright are actually thriving in this environment.
He is 20 years old, which puts him at his 7th year in high school.
That's Jordan's mom, Amanda Steele. She says her son, who attends Mountain Point High School in Phoenix, has been one of the lucky ones.
Not out of fear, but honestly, it's actually working quite well for him.
For years, Steele was told there wasn't a computer class that would benefit her son, but the pandemic has proven that isn't true.
He knows how to check his emails, go to websites, how to build Microsoft Word documents. He's working on PowerPoint presentations, and no one had just ever given him the chance.
Steele also brought in her 21-year-old niece to work one-on-one with Jordan during the day.
And what I'm seeing with having this one-on-one person that happens to be his favorite cousin of all time is she's pulling more out of him.
Jordan's final day at Mountain Point was last week, and he'll be moving on to a new transition program.
They have a culinary program, a retail program, and they're going to continue building on different programs.
The idea is to get those students through their academics and then focus the next few years on making them work ready.
And since he's been home, he has said he wants to work for BJ's Brewery. That's his favorite restaurant.
Aside from the positive growth seen in students like Jordan, the pandemic has brought on a few other beneficial changes.
Seeing how we can engage students through the remote learning lens will forever change how we will instruct students.
Wendy Collison is the Director of Exceptional Student Services for the Phoenix Union High School District. She says students might be able to access more courses than they could before the pandemic.
We have 20 schools and programs. So if my home school is the Academies of South Mountain, but North High School offers IB programs that South doesn't, then I might be able to take a class there.
And it could even help them transition to the workforce because they're better acquainted with the technology many office employees use every day. That's certainly been the case for Jordan Wright.
Virtual is not ideal, but for my son, it actually brought out a unique understanding of technology and a world that he didn't know was available.
As for Renee, she wishes more people would follow the CDC guidelines because ultimately those who don't are keeping her child from a better education.
I don't know what the long term is going to look like, but I know this is damaging her without a doubt. Yes, honey. It is canceled for now. Oh, see, like that just breaks my heart.
Bridget Dowd, KJZZ News.